我受气受的太多了。
So the Slavics were being persecuted by the Khazars.
所以他们说我们要这些维京人来做来管理我们。
They said, "Oh, we want to be ruled by the Vikings."
那这些人从到东边来的，从那个大河一直来的，他们不叫维京人。
So these people who travel along the river, they don't call themselves Vikings.
他们叫罗斯人。
They call themselves Russians.
所以这就是俄罗斯的开始。
So that was the beginning of Russia.
如果你讲的俄罗斯这个国家的开始是从860年那一年开始的。
So you see the beginning of the kingdom of Russia started from 860 AD.
那就是满月四轮满月变红像雪。
That was the time of the four blood moon.
所以这一堆刚好65年。
So this cluster also happened within 65 years.
这个65年就对世界大事来说。
According to the world event.
你看维京人从西边从东边他们一面拿下了西欧一面拿下了东欧。
You see the Vikings came from east and west. On one side they took over the West Europe. On the other
side they took over the East Europe. 这当然是世界大
事。Of course this is worldly event.
后来当然就影响了犹太人的历史。
Of course, that influenced Jewish history.
所以明白吗？
So do you understand?
这第二堆就给我们看见。
The second cluster has shown us.
那最后你看他们怎么样被分散到北方去。
You see that how they've been scattered all the way to the north.
所以这一块呢可以说是我们历史上最不清楚的。
This is the part of history that we don't usually understand.
那昨天呢我们没有机会秀给大家看几张地图。
Yesterday we did not have time to show you some maps.
那今天因为是最后的机会。
But today this is our last opportunity.
我向来不愿意在主日秀 slide.
I usually don't like to show slides on the Lord's
Day. 但是这是不得已的一件事。
But now this is the last
所以呢现在我就趁这个机会就把这个第二堆就是他们被送到北方的极处。
So I just want to show you how they've been scattered all the way to the north part of the world. We have to see some maps.
Now because of the lighting,
maybe you cannot see it.
这个第一次是162年。
The first time is 162 AD.
第二次是795年。
The second time is 795 AD.
一共有65年。
There were 65 years.
这是挤在一堆的。
This is a cluster.
所以这个中间还有842年。
So you see that there's 842 years.
所以这是第一个循环。
You see that this is the first cycle.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
我说过了，是两堆。
There were two clusters.
单独的一堆。
This is a single cluster.
三个挤在一起一堆。
And the three together is one cluster.
所以这个是对称的。
So this is balanced.
好了，然后我们看第二堆，第二个循环。
You see the second cluster, the second cycle.
第二个循环呢，你看1493年是一堆。
1492 is one cluster.
然后1949, 1996, 2014, 65年又是一堆。
You see, 1949, 1967, and 2014, within 65 years, there's another cluster.
这里讲的分散。
Here you see the separation.
这里也讲的分散。
Here you see the separation again.
这里讲的聚集。
Here you see the gathering.
因为他们找到避难所了。
Because they find a shelter.
那这里也讲的聚集。
You see the gathering here again.
他们经过了这个纳粹大屠杀以后。
You see, after the massacre of Nazi.
他们终于回到他们的家乡。
They finally went back home.
他们终于找到了避难所。
They finally found their shelter.
你有没有觉得很稀奇？
Don't you think it's amazing?
犹太人终于复国了。
Finally, the Jewish nation became
a nation. 有一个国家从1949年以后就出现在这个世界上。
The kingdom just all of a sudden happened at 1949.
这个国家跟别的国家都不一样。
The kingdom is not the same as the other kingdoms.
这个国家主要的是犹太人。
Because it's mainly Jewish people.
所以如果你要移民到由以色列去的话。
So if you wanted to immigrate to Israel.
两个管道。
There's two ways.
一个管道就是普通的管道，要移民怎么移民去的。
One way is the ordinary way, is that you immigrate.
还有一个管道。
There's another way.
两个首席的拉比。
You see the chief rabbis there.
如果能证明说你是犹太人。
If they can prove that you're a Jew.
你就可以移民到犹太人。
You can immigrate there.
所以这是全世界最稀奇的一个国家。
You see that this is the most amazing kingdom.
明白吗？那是十足，以色列是十足的犹太的国家。
You see that Israel kingdom is a true Jew kingdom.
这是第四堆。
That's the fourth cluster.
第二堆呢？
In the second cluster.
同样事情发生。
You see the same event happened.
在历史上我们从来没有看到有一个国家叫做犹太的国家。
You see that usually didn't happen in the history. There's a kingdom.
你看他律法是圣经的律法。
You see their law is the Bible law.
到处都是会堂。
And there were synagogues everywhere.
他们 们接受犹太教做他们的国教。
They accepted, the Jewish religion to be their national religion.
这好像今天的以色列，你看见好像接受犹太教做国教一样。
It's like today in Israel, the Jewish religion is their major religion.
所以你不觉得这是非常稀奇的一件事吗？
Don't you think that's something very amazing?
这是一堆。
That's a one cluster.
讲的一个国家。
We talk about one kingdom.
这又是一堆。
Here's another cluster.
也是讲的一个国家。
We talk about another kingdom.
这两个国家的性质是完完全全一样的。
These two kingdoms are the same.
好了，如果根据以赛亚书49。
So according to Isaiah chapter 49.
162年是离开。
At 162 AD, there's a separation.
到了这一堆，你看这些人就被分散到北方去。
You see, in this cluster, all these people has been scattered to the north part of the world.
所以到了1948年的时候
，until 1948,
看呐，这些人从远方的北边回来。
You see that all these people traveled from the north part of the world.
这是第一。
You see, that's one thing.
然后经过多少年以后
，You see, after so many years,
到了1493年
，until 1493,
你看以色列人就在西班牙就定居下来。
You see that Jewish people settled down in Spain.
他们以为说罗马帝国的尽头就是。
They thought that the end of the Roman kingdom is the end of the world.
他们错了。结果没有想到哥伦布发现了新大陆。
And they did not expect that Columbus will find a new land.
所以他们又开始分散。
So they started to be separated.
所以你注意到第一个循环跟第二个循环的对称吗？
You see the balance in between the first cycle and the second cycle.
然后最后这一堆。
You see the last cluster.
很清楚的。我们不是看见1949年不是新中国就诞生了吗？
You see that at 1949 the new China has been born.
经过65年
After 65
years, 你看这个中国不就站起来了吗？
You see that China really stood up.
所以如果你仔细读他这一段圣读这一段所发生的事情，
If you really see what's happening in this part of the history,
你很自然的就看见背后有非常非常奇妙的智慧。
Naturally, you see that there is something that's happening behind the scene that's coordinating the whole thing.
我们没有看将来。
See, we don't see the future yet.
我们这一次的目的不是问说2014年要发生什么事。
We are not going to ask what's going to happen in 2014.
我们要从过去历史得的教训。
But we have to learn our lesson from the past history.
现在你看见说。
Now you can see.
整个以色列的悲欢离合。
Or the separation and the gathering of the Jews.
就用这四堆。
It's represented by these four clusters, and they can explain the whole thing.
先是分散到北边的。
One is that they've been separated to the north part of the world.
西方的极处。
And the west part of the world.
东方的极处。
And the east part of the world.
我想再清楚，再清楚不过。
I think there's nothing more clear than this.
好，下面这张图。
Next picture.
这个我们跳过去好了。
We'll just skip this one.
好，那现在如果大家看懂得这个叫做古今的帕提亚。
You see the Parthians from the past and today.
那你看哈，我看。这一部分呢叫做安息帝国。
It's called the
这个安息帝国就是帕提亚帝国。
Parthian kingdom.
它的首都就在巴格达。
And their capital is at Baghdad.
那严格说来巴提亚呢是在伊朗的东边。
You see the Parthians strictly speaking is on the
east. 结果他征服了整个伊朗。
Then they conquered the whole Iran.
也征服了整个伊拉克。
And they conquered the whole Iraq.
所以整个这一片的土地呢叫做巴提亚王国。
So you see that this whole kingdom is a Parthian kingdom.
那么在尤弗拉底河的西边
，at the west part of Euphrates,
是罗马帝国
，is a Roman kingdom.
所以为什么135年他们就不分散了
？So why they've been separated after 135 years?
他们还有最后一点希望。
Because they have some last hope.
希望说如果他们帮助安息帝国的话
，they thought that if they helped the Parthian kingdom,
他们可以把罗马帝国打败。
They could take over and conquer Roman kingdom.
结果162年那一年。
But at the year of 162,
第一次满月，四轮满月变红像雪。
The first time of the tetra-blood moon.
你看见是罗马帝国就击溃了波斯这个安息王。
You see the Roman kingdom had conquered the Parthian kingdom.
所以从此以后
，So ever since then,
以色列的梦就完全碎了。
The Jewish people and their dream has been broken.
所以从此不管你愿意或者是不愿意。
So whether they are willing or not,
你自然的就走上了这条分散的路。
They walk on the path of separation.
然后你读到圣经，就讲到枯骨怎样的四散。
So you read the Bible, you see the dead bones have been scattered.
好，在下面一张图。
You see the next picture.
那这个大概也是安息王国帕提亚王国的范围。
You see that's Parthian kingdom.
大概，那这个是里海。
That's a general area.
这是里海。
That's the Caspian Sea.
这是黑海。
That's Black Sea.
明白吧？所以呢，所以这个是大概那个整个那一带的地图。
This is a general outline of the Parthian kingdom.
好，在下面。
And the next picture.
那这个就是刚才我们讲帕提亚王国首都的地方。
This is the capital of the Parthian kingdom.
大家如果见到巴格达的话，你看它长什么样子。
Today you go to Baghdad, you can see this.
好，在下面，同样的。
Same thing.
古迹，在下面一个，也是同样的。
This is the same thing.
然后在下面。好，那这个现在呢，我们就来到了什么？就来到了圣经中的西古提。
Now we come to the Cyrenians of the Bible.
那圣经中所说的西古提是包括两个半岛。
You see the Cyrenian here is a two peninsula.
你看克里米亚不就是整个苏联南部的一个半岛吗？所以海军基地在那里。
You see the Crimea is a whole entire south of Russia.
然后最近我们不是听说有个索契吗？索契专门是冬令运动会的。
Oh, you see.
Sochi.
You see Sochi. That's where they had the Winter Olympics.
在那里有的。所以你看，这里是个，这个是个，等等哈，这个是个半岛。
Here's a peninsula.
这个也是半岛。
Here's also another peninsula.
所以这两个半岛加起来。
So you see that two peninsulas.
就是圣经中的西古提。
Added together is a Cyrenian in the Bible.
那在保罗那个时候。
At the time of Paul,
我们知道说，这个那个时候已经是一个，其实是个帝国。那个时候
，It's actually a kingdom.
所以这是给大家知道，我们讲到最早最早，那么现在我们知道，在这一代犹太人最早聚集的地方在克里米亚。
So you see that Jews, their earliest gathering was at Crimea.
所以当时的犹太人如果要移民，要真的流浪的话。
So if the Jews at that time really wanted to immigrate.
最早当然到西古提。
Of course, the first, the place they can find.
因为那是很文明的地方。
Cyrenian, because.
而且根据考古学家可以挖出来很多东西，就像在雅典呢，就在。希腊本土里面所看到的最富有的东西。
So the archaeologists discover things that's similar to what you can find in
Athens or Greek. 他们还到处受逼迫。
They've been persecuted around.
明白吗？所以犹太人虽然到这里，他们到处被追赶。
So although the Jews went there, they were still being persecuted.
像圣经所说的，他们像皮球一样被抛来抛去。
Just like the Bible said, they've been kicking around.
好，在下面，这个就是那一代的风光。
Oh, this is the scenery there.
就是西古提那一带的风光，在下面，这个靠近索奇。
This is Sochi.
那一带，然后在下面，这个就是高加索山。高加索山。Caucasus.
This is Caucasus.
我们普通说 Caucasian， 高加索人就讲白人。
So we call Caucasians, they're the white people.
就是从这个山地来的。
They came from here.
这就是圣经里面讲到这个，不是有闪和亚弗，亚弗就是从这一带来的。
You see that Japheth, they came from here.
所以不要忘记了，这个都是指着北方的极处来说。
You see that this is the northmost part of the world.
好，在下面，那这是索奇。
This is Sochi.
在下面，那么这个是高加索。
This is
高加索山。然后在下面
，Caucasia.
这也是高加索那一带。
This is also Caucasia in the area there.
在下面，好。那么大家注意到，这里有一个叫做哈萨克共和国。
You see that there's a Republic of Hazaks.
那么他们所在的地叫做哈萨克斯坦。
There's a place is called Hazakstan.
那么你注意到哈，这里是乌克兰。
You see that here's Ukraine.
等一等哈，呀，这个根本算是苏联的南部嘛。
The southern part of Russia.
明白吗？那现在你就看见说，这个最早最早匈奴是被赶到哈萨克斯坦。
You see the Mongolians, they went there. The earliest time is at the Hazakhstan.
所以中国人叫做康居，如果你读古书的话，
so、
那么康居那一带就是匈奴所到的地方。
That's where the Mongolians went.
但是最后呢，他们是来到了黑海。跟里海中间
But finally they went in between the area of Black Sea
所以他们就建立了个帝国
and they built a kingdom.
建立了王国叫哈萨尔王国
It's called the Kingdom of Hazar
好我们再看下面
and then,
那这个就是哈萨尔罕国看到吗
This is Hazar Han
那这个是里海
This is Caspian Sea
这个是黑海
This is Black Sea.
你看这一堆就是高加索山脉。
You see that this whole area, this area is a Caucasian area.
所以这边北边是约欧洲，南边就是亚洲了。
You see the northern part is Europe and the southern part is Asia.
所以清楚吗？那个所谓中亚跟欧洲不同的地方。
So you see that Asia and Europe, there's a difference.
那哈萨尔王国它就盘踞在这一带。
The Khazar kingdom is right here.
是很大的哦。
It's big.
哈萨利亚。
And Hazard,
包括今天的基辅